إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just like it was prescribed upon those who came before you, so that you may be from those who have taqwa. You may be from those who build a barrier between yourselves and the anger and the wrath and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again is about to bless the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the month of Ramadan. We have just under a month to go before we begin the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting and standing in the night for prayer, the month of reciting the Quran and raising our hands to Allah jalla wa ala in dua, the month of charity and remembering Allah jalla wa ala and kindness and generosity. Allah Jalla wa Ala is about to open His mercy again to the creation and more specifically the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He is about to bless us with an entire month where we fast to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, fast for His sake and become closer to Him through this act of worship that He has blessed the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And the khutbah today insha'Allah ta'ala will be about the virtues of fasting, something to prepare us for this month, something to encourage us not just to fast in the month of Ramadan, but to continue to fast throughout the year, something that Allah Jalla wa Ala has honored every Muslim with, this fast that is so beloved to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the authority of Abu Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu wa arda, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu," that every act of ibadah, every action is for the slave or for the son of Adam alayhi salam. Al hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha, every good deed is multiplied by 10 times. Ila sab'i mi'ati dhif, to 700 times. Whenever a Muslim performs a good deed, the minimum reward he will have is 10 times, as if he has performed that deed 10 times. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the son of Adam performs a good deed, it will be ranging between 10 rewards to 700 folds. قال الله عز وجل. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Mighty, the Greatest said, إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي, except for fasting. So fasting is not included in this reward between 10 to 700. Except for fasting, for indeed it is for me, wa ana ajzi bihi, and I will reward accordingly for it. Innahu taraka shahwatahu wa ta'amahu wa sharabahu min ajli, because he has indeed left his desires and his food and his drink for me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this fast that you are fasting is special. It is not like any other good deed. Every deed is multiplied from 10 to 700 times. But fasting is something which I have reserved. Fasting is something which Allah jalla wa ala has put aside. Fasting is something which is different to every deed. And the ulama have mentioned what is different about fasting in terms of its reward. There is a hadith in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ كَفَّارًا. For every action there is an expiation. Meaning for every sin there is an expiation. وَالصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And fasting is for me and I will reward for it. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullahu ta'ala, he spoke about the virtues of fasting in detail. And then he spoke about this narration. And he said, Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the early scholars of Islam, he said regarding this narration, هذا من أجود الأحاديث وأحكمها. This is from the greatest and the most precise of narrations that we find. إذا كان يوم القيامة, when يوم القيامة comes, يحاسب الله عبده, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold the slave to account. ويؤدي ما عليه من المظالم من سائر عمله حتى لا يبقى إلا الصوم. And when this person has transgressed and he has oppressed, Allah jalla wa ala will take from his good deeds and he will use his good deeds as an expiation for all of his sins. So this person has oppressed, he has transgressed, he has taken someone's right. Allah jalla wa ala will take from this person's good deeds to fulfill the rights of the person he has oppressed until only fasting remains. And when fasting remains, he said, فَيَتَحَمَّلُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَا بَقِيَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَظَالِمِ وَيُدْخِلُهُ بِالصَّوْمِ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah Jalla wa'ala, he would hold the rest of the sins that the person has done. Allah Jalla wa'ala will take responsibility for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover it for him. And he would preserve his fast and he will not take anything away from the fast. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala will enter him into Jannah because of the fast that he did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we understand from this narration is that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah Jalla wa'ala, he would take from the person's good deeds to expiate the wrongdoings that he has done to others. And if everything has gone from the believer and the only thing that remains is his fast, then Allah Jalla wa'ala will not take anything away from the fast. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the fast is for me and I will reward for it. So Allah Jalla wa'ala would expiate the person's sins by Allah Jalla wa'ala from himself. He will give this person what he is due, the one who is wronged. And Allah Jalla wa'ala will take this person's fast and use this as a means to enter him into Jannah. This is the virtue of fasting and how beloved it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nothing will be taken away from his fast on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Everything else could decrease, but the fast will not decrease. Everything has a measurement to it from 10 to 700. But fasting does not have a measurement to it. It is something that Allah Jalla wa'ala has reserved exclusive for himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one will take anything away. The reward will never diminish. The reward will not disappear. It will remain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also find regarding the fast and from the virtues of fasting as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sahihain from the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, that he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُهُمَا. The one who is fasting, he has two times that he becomes extremely happy. The one who is fasting, he has two times that he becomes extremely happy. إِذَا أَفْطَرْ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ. When he breaks his fast, he opens his fast, he is overjoyed by this because he's allowed to eat after Allah Jalla wa Ala prohibited him from eating. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. And when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be overjoyed by his fasts. The fasting person has two times where he is overjoyed, where he will be extremely happy. One when he opens his fast and the other when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will see the reward, what Allah jalla wa ala has prepared for him because of the fast that he did for his sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also find, regarding the fasting person. Another hadith of Abi Hurairah, which is also in the Sahihain, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, by the one in whose hand the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in, meaning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَخُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. The smell that comes out of the mouth of the fasting person is more pure and more beloved and greater to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of misk. And the smell of misk is given as an example in the Arabic language to the most beautiful smell. So this smell, even though it is something that the person goes through hunger and thirst and difficulty, and he may feel that, yes, my mouth is changing in terms of the smell that's coming from it, so maybe this may prevent him from fasting because he doesn't want his mouth to smell like this. So the Prophet ﷺ is encouraging us, even though it changes, and even though you may dislike it, it is something which is extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More beloved than any smell you would smell in this dunya, it is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that. We also find in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Sahihain, from the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna fil jannati baban yuqalu lahu ar-rayyan. In Jannah, there is a door, and this door is called ar-rayyan. In Jannah, there is a door, and this door is called ar-rayyan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yadkhulu minhu as-sa'imuna yawm al-qiyamah. Those who fast will enter through this door on Yawm al-Qiyamah. La yadkhulu ma'ahum ahadun ghayruhum. No one other than them will enter from this door. Yuqal, it will be said, Ayna as-sa'imun? Where are the ones who are fasting? Fayadkhuluna minhu. Then they will enter this door. Fa'idha dakhala akhiruhum. When the last of them enters this door, ughliq, it will close. Falam yadkhul minhu ahad. Then no one else will enter through it. There is a special door in Jannah for those who fast. For those who fast and perfect their fast. For those who want to dedicate their free time in fasting and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A special door. And only those who are fasting will go through that door. Only those who are fasting will taste the delights of what is after that door. Because that is reserved, exclusive for those who fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us want the delights of Jannah. And all of us want things that are greater. And these are the greatest things that Allah jalla wa ala has created. Something He has reserved for His special people, the sa'imun, those who fast for His sake subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also find from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الصيام, or we find in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصيام جنة, that fasting is a shield. Fasting is a shield. So Allah jalla wa ala has made this fast obligatory upon us so we can hold a shield. And when we hold this shield protects us from the arrows of the shaitan. This shield protects us from the weapons of the shaitan. This shield protects us from the plots of the shaitan. So we find in another narration where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this, he says, "As-siyamu junnatun minan nar," that fasting is a shield from the fire. "Ka junnati ahadikum min al-qital," just like any of you have a shield when he is fighting. So fasting shields a person from the fire of Jahannam, and fasting shields a person from the temptations and the whispers of the shaitan. It becomes more difficult for a person to fall into sin if he accustoms himself to fasting. And this is what Allah Jalla wa Ala blesses this ummah with, that He allows them to accustom themselves to fasting for an entire month without taking a break. An entire month they fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this brings a shield and builds a shield around them. So it helps them and protects them against evil. It helps them and protects them from sins. And it protects them from the fire of Jahannam. We also find in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the hadith of Hudhayfa radiyallahu an, which is in the Sahihain, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fitnatu rajuli fi ahlihi wa malihi wa jarihi. The trials a person will face will be in his family, and will be with his wealth, and will be with his neighbors. تكفرها الصلاة والصيام والصدقة والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. A person's trials will be, a person's trials will be within his family and within his wealth and within his neighbors. The trials that he will have, the hardships that he will have, the sins that he will commit. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, his salah and his fasting and his charity, and when he enjoins in the good and forbids the evil, all of this will wipe it away. All of this will wipe it away. So the more we increase in these deeds, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes our sins. And the more we increase in these deeds, the more Allah jalla wa ala takes these trials away from us. And fasting is from them, which shows us from the virtues of fasting. We also find from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, As-siyamu wal-Qur'anu yashfa'ani lil-abdi yawm al-qiyamah. The fasting and the Qur'an, the fasts and the Qur'an will intercede for the slave on yawm al-qiyamah. Yaqulu as-siyam, the fasting will speak. So this person, when he fasts, the fasting will come, the reward of this fast will come on yawm al-qiyamah. And the reward of this fast will begin to speak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will say, Ay Rabbi, O my Lord, mana'tuhu at-ta'ama wash-shahawata bin-nahar. O my Lord, I prevented him from food and his desires in the daytime. Fashaffi'ni fihi. So let me intercede for him. Let me save him from the fire of Jahannam. Or let me raise his rank in Jannah. Let me intercede for him. وَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنِ, and the Qur'an will come. His recitation of the Qur'an, his reward of the Qur'an will come on that day. And it will say, مَنَعْتُهُ النَّوْمَ بِاللَّيْلِ, I prevented him from sleeping in the night. فَشَفِّعْنِي فِيهِ, so let me intercede. Especially in Ramadan, we are standing in the night reciting Qur'an or listening to the Qur'an. So the Qur'an will say, Oh Allah, I prevented him from sleeping in the night. So let me intercede for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَيُشَفَّعَانِ, both of them will intercede for him on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The fast will intercede for him. If he is extremely sinful, it will intercede to maybe lessen his rank in Jahannam, or even take him out of Jahannam, or even prevent him from entering Jahannam. And if he is already going to go to Jannah without being punished, then it will intercede to raise his status in Jannah, so he can be in a higher rank in Jannah. And this is what the Siyam would do, the fast will do. And this is what his recitation of the Qur'an will do on Yawm al-Qiyamah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Oh you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you, ordained upon you, just like it was prescribed upon those who came before you, so that you can have taqwa. You can be from the people of taqwa. This fast that Allah Jalla wa Ala has legislated for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from his greatest blessings upon this ummah. That he has allowed us to come close to him in this manner. And he has made it obligatory upon us so we can receive all of these virtues and more. And this is a blessing from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, which is in the Sahihain, she said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول لا يفطر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to fast, and these are the voluntary fasts she is referring to. He used to fast so much until we would say to ourselves that he would never stop fasting. That one day after another, he would fast صلى الله عليه وسلم, until we would say he would never stop fasting. Every day he would fast صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then she said, رضي الله عنها ويفطر حتى نقول لا يصوم. And there will be periods in his life where he would not fast for many days, until we would say to ourselves he would not fast again, showing us how balanced he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That there were times in the year that he would fast frequently, and there were times in the year that he wouldn't fast for a number of days consecutively, to show that this is his sunnah And his sunnah is the greatest sunnah, that we fast when we are able to fast, and we do not fast when we are unable to fast when it comes to the voluntary fast. And then she said, radiallahu anha, فَمَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ اسْتَكْمَلَ صِيَامَ شَهْرٍ إِلَّا رَمَضَانَ. I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever completing the fast of an entire month other than Ramadan. So Ramadan was the only month that he would fast for every single day of that month, which was Ramadan. And then she said, radiallahu anha, وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ أَكْثَرَ صِيَامًا مِنْهُ فِي شَعْبَانَ. And I never saw him fast any month more, it's other than Ramadan. I never saw him fast any month more than Sha'ban, which is the month that we are in now. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never completed an entire month other than Ramadan. And he never fasted in any month more than he fasted in the month of Sha'ban. Some of the scholars said, why did he fast so much in the month of Sha'ban? From the reasons that they gave, is this was to prepare his iman for Ramadan. To prepare his iman. And we know that his iman is not like anyone else's iman. His iman was greater than every Muslim and every human being put together. His iman, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the greatest human being to step foot on this earth. His iman is greater than the iman of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam. Because he is, as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمْ. I am the master of the children of Adam. So he is greater than all of them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he fasted the majority of Sha'ban. He fasted this to prepare himself for Ramadan. He fasted this to boost his iman. He fasted this to accustom himself to make the fasting of Ramadan easier for himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when you become accustomed to fasting, then you do not find any difficulty in it. Like when we fast in the month of Ramadan, for the first few days we find difficulty in fasting, and then it becomes easy for us because we have become accustomed to fasting. So this is what he used to do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for those who are not accustomed to fasting, nor do they fast regularly, nor do they fast in the month of Sha'ban, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not precede Ramadan by fasting a day or two. Because this will weaken a person. If you are not accustomed to fasting, then the Prophet ﷺ says, when it comes to the end of Sha'ban, don't precede Ramadan by a day or two, except for the ones who are already fasting and they have a pattern in fasting, then they should fast. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast for periods of time until they would say he would not ever stop fasting. And he would stop fasting for periods of time until they would say he would never fast again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never completed an entire month of fasting other than the month of Ramadan. And he never fasted more than any month from the voluntary fast of that like he did in the month of Sha'ban. And he also encouraged a Muslim to fast in the month of Muharram. And he said, Muharram is the month of Allah, so fast in the month of Muharram. How beloved fasting was to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beloved it was to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he encouraged even the mujahideen who fight on the battlefield, that do not find it difficult to fast. When they were in Badr, when they were in certain battles, and they found it difficult because they were facing the enemy, the Prophet ﷺ told them to break their fast of Ramadan. Because it was difficult for them to bear. And it was more important that they faced their enemy, because they were unable to fast and face the enemy at the same time. But at the same time, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, for a person to fast one day, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or man sama yawman fi sabilillah, ba'adallahu wajhahu anin nari sab'ina kharifan. Whoever fasts one day in the path of Allah, which means in jihad, Allah will distance his face from the fire the distance of 70 years. That's because the virtue of fighting in the path of Allah and the virtue of jihad comes on top of that, his face will be 70 years away from Jahannam by just one fast. This is how beloved it is to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And some of the scholars of Islam, when they interpreted this hadith, which is in the Sahihain, they said, fi sabilillah here does not mean jihad. Fi sabilillah here means any voluntary fast. So whoever fasts any voluntary fast for the sake of Allah, his face will be distanced from the fire of Jahannam by 70 years. And these are two explanations by the ulama. And all of this emphasizes the virtues of fasting for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So when Ramadan is about to enter, we know what we are going to do. And we know why we are doing it. And we know the virtues that lie behind these fasts. So try your utmost to preserve the virtues of these fasts by not doing anything haram, by not speaking ill of anyone, no backbiting, no slandering, nothing that decreases the reward of your fast, because you know how virtuous this is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to reach the month of Ramadan and to allow us to perfect our ibadah before Ramadan and during Ramadan and after Ramadan until we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who fast frequently, voluntary fast for His sake, and perfect our acts of ibadah. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to make us from those that stand in the night and recite Quran and fast in the day and worship Him day and night the way He deserves to be worshipped. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a long life upon good deeds and upon iman and upon good health, and to prevent us from illnesses, and to prevent us and protect us from things that will harm our dunya and our akhirah. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة.